A video, which is posted on YouTube, shows a couple of kids in a Memphis grocery store. They approach a table where they have the option to taste a few different cookies. After a short discussion, the boys finally decide on which sample they want, and suddenly, this happens. An opera singer who had been roaming the aisles leaps into the video and sings an aria from The Marriage of Figaro. Other singers browse the shelves nearby, waiting for their turn to be called upon. The kids don't know what to think of it, but they immediately ask for another cookie, which is to say, another song. This is just one of the pop-up events that have taken place around town this month as part of Opera Memphis's 30 Days of Opera. They've sung on playgrounds and in public libraries. They've taken the stage at the Levitt Shell. And here they are, in the middle of the throngs of people who came out to this year's Cooper Young Festival. Now, as you can hear, it's not the perfectly polished music of a metropolitan opera broadcast. The singers are wearing street clothes. Their accompaniment is a red electric keyboard that looks like a child's toy. The singing is fun, light, and spontaneous. Ned Canty, general director of Opera Memphis, says that 30 Days of Opera is essentially about
giving people an unexpected small introduction to what it sounds like to have an opera singer 3 feet away from you, and hope that some of them get a kick out of it.
Opera Memphis volunteers carry signs and ask passers-by to take a survey about the experience. For people who have never been to an opera before, the company offers a 50% discount on a ticket to its upcoming production of Rigoletto on October 3rd and 5th. Canty says he's enjoyed seeing the different responses from people who are stumbling upon opera music occasionally for the very first time.
I think one of the things that's been most fun and most unexpected is what a broad range of ages we've had stopping and listening. You know, even just now we had a little girl who was just rapt, and you could kind of tell that her mom wanted to keep walking, but her dad was staying there, and the little girl was, you know, just listening in awe. You know, and when the kids are that young, they don't know that they're supposed to not like opera, so they just like it.
Lauren Kelly was shopping at the Cooper Young Festival when she stopped to listen to the music. She says hearing opera helps her set aside the worries of the world.
You instantly think of peace. I mean, it's a peaceful thing when you hear opera music. It has to constantly, like, it instantly calms you down. I think the average person never calms them down, especially if you're having a bad day, putting on some opera. You can't still be angry.
Singer Caitlin McKechnie said she was nervous at first being so up close and personal with listeners until she saw what could be gained.
You know, it's a little bit strange at first, but it actually is a wonderful opportunity as an actor, because you get a chance to learn what it is to really actually interact with people.
While drumming up ticket sales is certainly a big part of Opera Memphis's 30 Days of Opera, the experiment in bringing the art form in small doses to various parts of the city has allowed many people to hear old music in a new light, including broad daylight. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.